for review on Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and participating staff to please mute their phone if they are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. I would like to call to order the meeting of the Board of Directors of Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation. Nicole, could you give us context for this discussion?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. As with the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting, this meeting is being held pursuant to Executive Order 2046, extended by Executive Order 20-75, as may be further amended or extended, and this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda for the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation board meeting and information on the actions being taken. As CJ indicated, in the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Chairman Ritzinas is presiding over this meeting. We ask that each of the Board of Directors please remember to state your name prior to speaking and mute your telephone when you are not speaking. Chairman, do you like me to give a little bit of background on the Development Corp? I know we convened the Development Corp a couple of months ago, but I'm more than happy to reiterate
very briefly.
Sure. So the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp was incorporated in 1988. It is a nonprofit subsidiary of Rhode Island Housing. And it was organized and operates exclusively for charitable purposes, which include but are not limited to the development and preservation of affordable housing for low-income families. The affairs of the Development Corp are managed by the Board of Directors. The Board of Commissioners of Rhode Island Housing constitute all of the directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp, and it has the same officers and executive directors as Rhode Island Housing. Now I will turn it over to Carol Ventura to conduct a roll call attendance.
Thank you, Nicole. This is Carol Ventura. Let me start with a roll call of directors of Rhode Island Housing. Chairman Nicholas Ritzinas.
Here.
Commissioner Brett Smiley.
Here.
Commissioner Elizabeth Tanner. Commissioner designee Leanne Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Wath.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, Kara LaChapelle.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes of our last board meeting on June 18, 2020. Is there a motion to approve?
Leanne, I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Brett Smiley, second.
Thank you. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none, let's do a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on June 18th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner? Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Could you give a brief overview of the next item, approval of delegation of corporate authority?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. This is similar to the action taken on at the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting. This is a housekeeping matter, and it is to authorize designated officers and employees to act on behalf of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp, specifically to execute and deliver any contracts, deeds, documents, or instruments which may be entered into by the Development Corp pursuant to its bylaws. And so staff, as in the past, believes it is prudent and in the best interest of the Development Corp to periodically update its corporate signatory authority. The designation authorizes the chairman the executive director, the deputy executive director of Rhode Island Housing, and the chief financial officer of Rhode Island Housing to sign on behalf of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation. This designation supersedes any previous designations, and so we ask that the board of directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation approve this request.
Is there such a motion?
Brett Smiley, so moved.
Second?
Leanne, I'll second the motion.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the delegation of corporate authority, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
There being no further business before the Development Corporation, I would request a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Smiley, so
moved. It has been moved and seconded in that plethora. Roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Smiley?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?